Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For this week's Moment in Sound, we welcome Juan Blichea. He's an Oglala Lakota singer, songwriter, and spoken word artist based in Pine Ridge. This year, he was nominated for 2 Native American Music Awards, Best Pop Recording, and Debut Artist of the Year. We're reaching him on the phone from Pine Ridge. Juan Blee, welcome.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderfully, continuing all the work towards all the goals that I intend to achieve in regards to my community and all that other stuff, you know, the usual.
We're going to talk about some of those goals and your work as a cultural advocate, but I want to start with the music and this album, Tempo. Let's hear something right away. This song is called Teepee, and it gives an idea of a sort of your style and the mixture of styles that you have from Tempo. This is Teepee.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, Tiata kie ki glecha ola wawa ga ia yelo o woda la wo glaga mi chaje ti mae ki cho you toge cha bi cha
I think when it's all over, you just ask, why? But you can't. That's what got you into trouble in the first place. You know all the struggles, what did go wrong, what scared you out of normalcy, though your circumstances never supplied anything along those lines, even how to get back to you. But you still want to ask. You were just a baby. Poor thing, I always imagined they'd say. And the bland cliches that popped up on everyone's Facebook statuses. PTSD nearly took my life. I needed to be alone. I was always such a softie, and I didn't know how to toughen up, I guess. But it's okay. I feel like me again. I'm still here, while Ka Tonka is too, even after everything. I think now it's just the healing process and finding home like I've been trying to my entire life. Home is where you make it, and simplicity is better. I'm finally free. It was all just illusions of a traumatized wolf puppy. I'm just scared, you know? I don't know what my people will say or if they'll see me as their own. But as far as I'm concerned, I have no reason to be afraid. Everything I do is for them. They're everything to me, no matter what they say or what they do. I'll risk it all just to see them be themselves and exist in the manner they were born to. I guess it's a part of my complex design. Now all I want is a place to live, think, create, and sleep. With food to eat, clean water to drink, our culture, our real identity, way of life, and you, and silence. Pure, complete silence. I always hated noise. Well, kind of.
You're listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. My guest, Juan Blichea, singer-songwriter from Pine Ridge, spoken word artist. That was from the album Tempo. The song is called, or the piece is called Teepee. Let's talk about that because, you know, when we play that in its entirety, it's like something that people maybe have not heard before, which is a wonderful thing to say in the arts. There's something new. How do you approach style and putting things together in ways that are brand new?
Well, the thing about, I guess about me, you know, about Juan Blee is that, like, I'm really different. I'm just, yeah. Everything that, for me, you know, it got to a point when I was kind of, like, first beginning writing that, like, it got really easy for me to, like, make stuff that was, I think, familiar, or, like, things that were, I don't know, just they were easier song constructs. And it was just, like, over time, I just fell in love. I fell in love with creativity. I fell in love with just getting so immersive into it. And it was just, like, and then even more so when I had come back to the culture, it was just, like, this is me, and I have to, now it's just me telling this story, telling something that's so unique in its own perspective. And it's something so, it feels liberating for me, because it just, it's kind of like my own form of validation, you know, validating myself as, you know, as a Lakota man, and as well as just being very, very deep into culture and so many layers that kind of come with that, you know, while at the same time recognizing that this is just a human experience. Like, this is just another one of those, another human experience, is just the one that you're not hearing too much of, you know?
Right. You talk about coming back from the culture. Tell me a little bit about your backstory and how you ended up in Pine Ridge.
Well, essentially, you know, I'm from Pine Ridge, but I, you know, my mother and my aunt, they were adopted in the 60s when they were about only 6 months old, you know, off the reservation, and to a very caring white family that actually really cared about Indigenous people and their culture, so on and so forth. But, you know, flash forward to, you know, later on in life, you know, she ends up having me, and we're in this town called Humboldt, Iowa. And the most difficult part about the scenario was, you know, deep down always feeling like I belong to something different. And Humboldt is just really in the smack dab of just white culture, I guess, like just right. Society, you know what I mean? It's not even aware that Native people exist. So it was like for me to even articulate that I was Native, but also that I was Oglala Lakota, you know, it was like people just didn't even register. So it was, that was the hardest space for me to be in, you know. My mother always knew some words, but it was like, it didn't help out. So like upon me, like kind of graduating high school, getting through those spaces, so you know, I just finally got a car, finally got the opportunity, managed to move out to Rapid because I had a label reach out to me, Dakota South Records, you know, about this opportunity. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I kind of felt like a calling to, you know, come out here and it was just kind of sporadic, almost spur of the moment. I have this opportunity, but then also I ended up meeting somebody that I could basically go to sweat ceremony with, and you know, then this, you know, that's history. It was like, I met him like at this, you know, at a job, like for carpentry or something, just random. And it was the only day I saw him there, but I met him, and then it just translated into everything. Now this guy's like my best friend. Now the culture's regularly in my life. And now I'm back in my community in Pine Ridge. And I'm free. I feel like I'm home, and I'm free to pursue every single thing that I want to do. And, you know, because every space is dedicated to the narrative of language and cultural resurgence, you know. And as time goes on, I can be kind of become the more proper example. You know, I'm not fluent, but I've seen things. I'm not aware of every detail, but at the same time, I've seen so much. I've become so conscious of so many things within myself that it's like I could only be of benefit to, you know, my Indigenous community. As well as just,
what's your relationship? Let's talk about your relationship with language then. You said not fluent, but yet using language in your art. Tell me what that's like for you to sort of move into that more fully each time.
It's I imagine the day that I do become fluent, you know, I will just probably burst into tears, because one thing that did end up happening was like, the first time I ever went to sweat, the ceremony was like hearing an elder speak the language fluently for like the first time, legitimately. It was like, I already know this somewhere, you know? It was like something within my spirit was, you know, acknowledging that like, this is a thing, this is real, this is me. And so me progressing towards those narratives, you know, of working with people who are fluent and coming up with these, you know, these songs, and, you know, and now with my next project, I'm pushing more towards that narrative of, because I've learned more of the language, but also working with some people so that I can you know. I'm very intent on having like an all Lakota language pop song that could be almost like rival that that mm-hmm. song Despacito that was like all over the radio
right.
and stuff. So I'm like, so I'm like, but it's Lakota language indigenous now, huh? Me. But
right.
it's everything. You know, it's a process though. You know what I mean? It's something that doesn't happen overnight, but I think because of that self-awareness and the recognition that my language is actually who I am before English, it's like
right.
things, you know, it's just all going to come as it is meant to, you know. And
you have an awareness in your early 20s, right? That
mm-hmm. yeah, 23.
That makes a yeah. So that makes a difference not only for your life and your art, but that resonates far beyond you when you're a much older man. If you're the fluent elder.
Right, right. Yeah, that's been kind of the most consistent thing that I've even heard, you know, from my community, especially just in Pine Ridge. It was just kind of like, you know, I could almost hear almost every single time I've ever when I discuss the things that I'm working towards. It's like, you know, there's not much of you around here. And it's crazy because, like, that's almost not true, you know, because that's the experience of the res. Like, you have these niches of people. You have the most extreme, deep cultural context, but then you also have some of the darkest things. You know, I won't lie. Like, you know, it can be crazy down here sometimes, but then it's just at the same time the most beautiful thing that I've ever known, you know? And so it's like, for people to have those interpretations sometimes, it's crazy. You know what I mean? I know it's like, and I get yeah. that I'm like a young dude, and I'm like, you know, I'm only 23, but it's a weird space when I feel like when you do come out of the things that I think society shapes around your identity, and this works for anybody, you know, and you kind of come out of those things, you come out of the negativity, or you come out of the, I guess, the conditioning, the things that you learn in your life, then it allows you to be somebody completely, you know, someone that people that wouldn't expect, you know, and allow for you to, by almost existence, be a life-changing pole. And I, you know, that's the only thing I owe the culture, you know, that because that's where it comes from. You know, that's where it's always been. You know, it's always been our culture. It's always been the language. It's always been also the peculiar situation that, you know, just indigenous people have with the government and so on and so forth, you know.
Is there something you want to read for us today live?
Absolutely. So I have this poem. I have this poem. It's called Lakota Dream. And how I would describe it just sort of symbolizes the transition from the story that I told on my project to the next chapter. So here goes. You are as essential as many. I want you to love me like we're the last of a dying bloodline. Like a non-native can never feel like I do. Like anything prior to Columbus. Like the love we have and the way you feel is exactly why our ancestors fought back. Let us decondition Washitu world out of our people. Let the aura of the world we create act as our sacred Anipi, so when one enters, they are encased in the warmth and purity of Wakatanka, and when they leave, they are reborn, cursed to chase their truth forever like we have been. You are my sovereignty. You are my resistance. We're the restoration Unchimaka and humanity needs, and you're all I ever wanted. No more American nightmare. Just a Lakota dream, you and me. And that would be the poem.
Wow. Juan Blutea is with us today for A Moment in Sound. The album that he has is called Tempo, nominated for Best Recording of the Year at the Native American Music Awards. Let's hear another cut from that. This is called Puppy Love. So innocent, but then again. You're listening to Moment in Sound with Juan Blechea. Right now we're talking to him on the phone from Pine Ridge. I think that you're just remarkable and fresh and new and like nothing I've heard yet. So it's exciting.
Thank you.
So what's next for you? How are you continuing to develop this album into video and things like that? What happens next?
Well, I am in the process of basically releasing the first music video for the song that everybody just heard, Puppy Love.
Yeah.
I just got like a little bit of a snippet of it, and it's I'm really, really excited. It's something very very thought-provoking, especially just for like, I guess, a first music video sake. And then I will be working on launching the music video for Luta and some other, and then another, I think, short film that'll be just huge and powerful with a few other records with Teyada and TP and stuff and so on and so forth. And essentially the buildup is, you know, finding how I can bring about my next project, which I'm hoping to release next November, as well as just kind of getting booked, you know, getting booked for more stuff and just getting, you know, pushing out the story, pushing out everything that's coming about, you know. It's a consistent space where it's not only the stuff that I want to be able to do towards my career, but then also the stuff that I want to be able to work towards in my community, you know. With, you know, one space being one of my biggest dreams is to basically launch sort of like a, you know, a Lakota immersion traditional living community and you know, all these different things that I want to be able to directly impact my community. And I want music to be, you know, the first firm source of funding for all of it, you know. And
I hope this is our first of many conversations with you. Will you come back and join us again and talk more about that and about cultural advocacy?
Absolutely.
I hope that you will do that in the future. We're out of time for today. Juan Blechea, the album is called Tempo. You can find it on SoundCloud. We'll put some links up on our website so you can find it easily at listen.sdpb.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's incredible.
We'll see you next time. You can also find him on Facebook, by the way.